The 44th annual Santa Barbara Summer Solstice Celebration starts Friday and continues throughout the weekend at Alameda Park. Saturday's parade up State Street is the largest single-day event in Santa Barbara County. It's been a tough year for the Santa Barbara community, and this year's parade may be a welcome celebration.
And then you'll also be putting your hand right here on the plywood.
Artists and volunteers have been busy for about 2 months at the Community Arts Workshop on Garden Street, putting together this year's Solstice Parade floats, puppets, and costumes. Ricardo Morrison is the parade's artistic director.
It is a giant performance art piece. We have everything from solo mask performers to 80 to 90 to 100 piece drum and dance ensembles. We have giant floats. We allow all of that to be part of the parade, and so it begins to take on an energy of its own.
Summer solstice parades traditionally have an edgy quality. Take the one near Seattle, where each year people ride bikes wearing not much more than paint. The Santa Barbara Solstice Parade has also been known for pushing the limits.
Yes, we have a risque past, and we're proud of it. I'm proud of it, but it's not as edgy as it was. We do try to create the edge creatively. We strive to be family-oriented, but, you know, the family can really be stretched in those boundaries, and we're really encouraging more and more young people to be involved.
The Santa Barbara Summer Solstice Parade is a nonprofit organization. While some funding is provided by the city, donations, and participation fees, it's not cheap. This year, a crowdfunding campaign is helping with the cost of materials and compensation for staff and artists and residents. The parade has evolved over the last 44 years.
It started with the Santa Barbara Mime Troupe and a man named Michael Gonzalez, and it was his birthday. And they decided as a mime troupe to go down State Street and have a little parade. And then they had such a good time, they decided, why don't we get a permit from the city? The city was a little afraid it might become a protest, so they gave us one of our main rules, which is to have no words or recognizable symbols. Well, of course, being the mime troupe, they didn't care at all about that.
Dusty Williams is working on a creation that looks like it has a bicycle as a base.
I usually kind of get the shape I want with the bubble wrap and then start taping it with the packing tape. And then I take a pair of scissors and I start popping the edges that I want to diminish so I can carve the bubble wrap. This is how I made the big head and the body for the big blue butterfly. The wings are actually right over here. They're cloth and sequins. See those giant 14-foot tall wings over there, the blue ones? Those are Big Blue's wings. But I'm not quite done. A little more sewing and a lot of magic.
Carolyn Hambright is an artist in residence, and she's working with local children on her creation.
It's the platform for my float, giant honeycomb. And on the sides are going to be sitting rows of kids from Brandon Elementary, and they're going to be playing the xylophones. Now, they're going to be dressed up as flowers. Then buzzing around the float on the street are going to be ninja bees from Macabre Karate, beating up the sensei, and he's going to be dressed as a, quote, pesticide, and they're going to rescue a bee from the pesticide. So there's going to be a lot of action and music. Yes, music and action.
Children at the workshop get to help with construction and costumes. Sarah Fonseca of Brendan Elementary in Goleta is getting her hands dirty.
I'm going to be paper macheing today.
You will see Sarah in the parade dressed as a flower playing the drums.
I have been playing for a few months at my school.
In one section of the warehouse, giant puppet heads of birds and a huge dog loom over the artists who are making dinosaurs come to life. John Conroy is an artist/engineer.
Well, in the past, everything would be very static, but the next generation of dinosaurs are on backpacks. And so they're made with bamboo, which then gets surrounded with plastic tubing, you know, other recyclable stuff. We cut up bike tires as our, like, lashing. And yeah, you put it together. I mean, you make a drawing first, and then you map it out and make the skeleton with, like, loops of tubing, and kind of comes together, cut with fabric, and you can cover all your mistakes with the fabric.
One especially large Triceratops float will have a bicycle seat or maybe a real saddle on its back.
For a while, I have wanted to put Abraham Lincoln on a dinosaur.
That's Claire Franson, who, along with her husband John Conroy, are responsible for breathing life into these large puppets, which will be ridden by historical figures.
Kind of wanted to capture the that kind of childhood excitement that you have about learning about your favorite historical figures. And we're trying to incorporate a lot of the really inspirational ones, activists, scientists, artists.
This year, the parade's theme is heroes, and first responders will join the large dog in a fireman's hat and a colorful phoenix in leading the parade.
She's about 14 feet long and about 16 feet wide with her wingspan. She's up on large bamboo poles, so it takes about 5 or 6 people to operate her. So I think if anybody is interested.
The parade's artistic director, Ricardo Morrison, says they were moved to create the phoenix by the recent disasters the community has dealt with.
So that's the archetype through time, the phoenix. So there's the ashes, there's the destruction, there's how to rise up out of that. And to me, some part of that rising up, as well as healing and, you know, serious considerations about, you know, dealing with trauma, but it's also about celebrating. We need to celebrate our life and remember all that is gone and how it can be gone at any moment.
The Summer Solstice Parade starts at noon Saturday on State Street in Santa Barbara, led by some of the local heroes. In Santa Barbara, for KCBX, I'm Carol Tangeman.